Matt Sacchettini, Program Associate Lauren Callahan, and Program Assistant Genevieve Lay. Our program is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts and underwritten by the National Endowment for the Arts. This is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Wrapping up hour one of American Roots, you have another one coming at you next here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up after hour two of American Roots, Cullen Horion in for 2 hours of hand-picked music from the volunteers here at KAXE for On the River. Stay tuned for that. Shiro's from 3 to 4. And then looking towards a little later on this Sunday, Sunday nights on KAXE for the jazz lovers, History of Jazz with Paul Kibbe from 5 to 6. And John Segarri is your Jazz on America Avenue host from 6 until 8 p.m. Another reminder that the primary election is coming up this August 11th, and check out the KAXE News Team's primary election guide for all the info on candidates running to represent you. Find it at kaxe.org/election guide. Here's hour two of American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots, with the color of music, where sight, sound, and meaning are often wrapped up. We'll have songs and styles that evoke colors of moods, tears, the night, moonlight, and people. Our guest is self-taught visual artist and musician Lonnie Holly from Birmingham, Alabama, who uses his art and music to express harsh realities of his life.
Some people carry their pain like shell shock victims. They never forget them because they don't have a self-therapy project working within themselves. That's what art did for me.
Lonnie Holly, he's expanded his cosmic vision in words and music to heal society on what he calls the mothership, Earth. Carl Jung, that explorer of the global collective mind, said, colors are the mother tongues of the subconscious. In this hour, we've got some familiar tongues to paint their moods, including Nina Simone playing Mood Indigo, George Jones singing The Color of the Blues, Stevie Wonder's teenage words about purple raindrops, and Los Lobos by the light of the lavender moon. First, an introduction to colors and sound from New Orleans' Tank and the Bangas on American Roots.
In a lavender cry, near a lavender what? By a lavender, why?
¿Qué tal, amigos? Esta es Celia Cruz y ustedes están escuchando Rutas Americanas, American Roots. ¡Azúcar!
Vaya.
Bemba Colora, Thick Red Lips, the late Celia Cruz's signature song, 1966, with Tito Puente on timbales for her debut solo album, Antico Records. The phrase Bemba Colora was a derogatory used for Afro-Cubans, but Celia repurposed it as empowerment and attraction. Before that, Kiko and the Lavender Moon, Los Lobos, 1992, from the album Kiko, the song written by David Hidalgo and Luis Perez. I love those rich horn arrangements. Also, from the word jazz man, the late Chicagoan Ken Nordine, his 1966 Colors LP, one of many narratives originally meant for a paint company to use in their advertisements. Blues and the blue mood are found in all kinds of American music. There are uncounted millions of blues songs and tonalities. Duke Ellington, in his elegant way, recorded an iconic tune called Mood Indigo in 1930, brought to him by his New Orleans clarinet player, Barney Bigard, who in turn got it from his teacher, Lorenzo Tio. Years later, Nina Simone gave the tune a jaunty touch on piano for her first LP, Little Girl Blue, 1959. She sings lyrics by Mitchell Parrish, backed by Jimmy Bond, double bass, and Albert Tootie Heath, drums, for Mood Indigo on American Roots.
Just sit here and sigh. Go long blues. I always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. For there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a poor fool that's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Mountain, thousand times. I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. He keeps everything in the barnyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. Watch out, all you kinfolk, my little red rooster's on the prowl. I tell you that he keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. Keeps all the hens fighting among themselves. He don't want no hen in the barnyard laying eggs for nobody else. Send him home. Said if you see my red rooster, send him home. I ain't had no peace in the barnyard since my red rooster been gone.
Sam Cooke, 1963, Driving Away the Blues with the Lifestyle of the Little Red Rooster, Willie Dixon's song, the 16-year-old Billy Preston on organ, and Ray Johnson, piano. Sam does shout-outs to both Billy and Ray, two of the roosters in the band. Before that, Rhiannon Giddens, Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair, 2014, from her solo debut album, Tomorrow is My Turn. A song Nina Simone also famously recorded as part of her lifelong concern about blackness and color, culture, and life. And we are back with the colors of the blues in country, soul, and rock and roll when American Roots returns.
Our next pick of 76 is Minnesota's own Band of Thieves. The Minneapolis funk and soul band formed in 1973 with the who's who of the Minnesota soul scene, with members from the Valdons and with Rondo neighborhood legends the Amazers. They would draw on foundational 70s soul works like Inner Visions, What's Going On, and Superfly, pairing socially minded songs about the realities of being black in America with dance floor ready boogies and classic soul love songs. For some reason, their label dropped them, and the band broke up soon after. Despite their brief history, Band of Thieves are a key piece of Minnesota music history and part of the ongoing discovery that Prince did not appear out of nowhere, but from a vibrant, talented, and briefly flourishing funk and soul music scene. I'll try to explain
what you mean to me. I'm Nick Spitzer, looking at, listening to the colors in music. Time to come back to basic black, white, and blue. This song was written by West Texas singer Ben Hall while working as a radio DJ at KDAV in Lubbock, Buddy Holly's hometown. It was Buddy's first single, 1956, Blue Days, Black Nights, on American Roots.
Blue days, black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear. Now you're gone. Blue days,
black nights, my heart keeps on calling for you, dear, and you alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with the blue memories I think of you. Somehow I know I will pay for the times I have made you blue. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with the blue memories I think of you.
Skies like the twinkle in your eyes. These things are the color of a blue. In the mail your letter came, the ink and paper looked the same. Blue must be the color of the blue. Bluebird sitting in the tree seems to sympathize with me, for he's not singing like he used to do. The pretty waters in the sea feel as cold. With more blue than gold and red. Blue must be the color angels choose. A blue dress you proudly wore when you left to return no more. Blue must be the color of the blue. That I sing since you are gone. Yes, blue must be the color of the blue.
The well-burnished voice of the late great Possum, East Texan George Jones, 1958, Color of the Blues. Words by Lawton Williams and music by George. We've got time for one more bluesy country tearjerker in living color from Willie Nelson as the Redheaded Stranger, 1975, with the Fred Rose song about blue eyes crying in the rain on American Roots.
Yeah. twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Spin of flowers, I
Purple Raindrops, 13-year-old Stevie Wonder, 1963, long before Prince's Purple Rain. Purple Raindrops was kept in the vault at Motown, but used as the B-side to then Little Stevie's 1965 hit, Uptight. The color of the sonic raindrops has not faded. And we return with the memories, music, art, and imagination of our guest, Lonnie Holly, when American Roots returns.
Hey there, Malachi Coons here with KAXE. We will get you back to American Roots shortly. We receive support from Grand Rapids Arts, connecting artists and audience, encouraging creativity and collaboration through monthly First Friday art walks and more. Information available at grandrapidsarts.org. On the way at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for Cullen Horion hosting 2 hours of hand-picked folk rock, jazz, blues, and music from all around the world. That is On the River. Catch it Saturdays and Sundays and two times every weekday. Now back to American Roots here on KAXE.
This is American Roots. Lonnie Holly from Birmingham, Alabama, is a self-taught artist and musician who uses everyday objects as sculpture that tells stories. Lonnie had a rough childhood, living with an abusive foster family who ran a honky-tonk where he was nicknamed Tonky McElroy. Lonnie tried to escape, hopping a train to New Orleans at 9. He was arrested at 11 and taken to the Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children, where Lonnie was made to pick 100 pounds of cotton. His grandmother rescued him from the school and told him his name wasn't Tonky McElroy, but Lonnie Bradley Holly. For the last 40 years, Holly has constructed artworks that have been seen at the Smithsonian's American Art Museum, New York's American Folk Art Museum, the High Museum in Atlanta, and the White House. After making home recordings for more than 2 decades on a keyboard Lonnie bought at a pawn shop, he released his first album at age 62. His sound is experimental, with lyrics improvised on the spot. Lonnie Holly explained how his artistic appreciation and ability stem from life at home with a large family.
Out of my mother's 32 pregnancies, there was 27 children. And I'm the seventh of those 27 children that lived. A lot of times, we didn't have no instruments. We didn't even have the utensils. But we played like we was cooking dinner. They tore up the grass leaves and broke up the sticks and things, they had the meat and whatever, and they stirred it all up. So all of these things is inbound within me. I was taken away from mother, grew up around the state fairground, and also had a drive-in theater in my backyard. So all of that music was in the background of my memories. So hearing all of this stuff and finding out, This brain that we have is doing all of this stuff.
Wow! Wow, child! So many broken pieces. Get the child. Living in an age. Am I lying? And a broken piece. I wrecked them all together. So many different manners. Like a broken mirror.
How about finding your name, Tonky McElroy? Mm-hmm. How did you get that name, and how did you lose that name?
I lived it in a honky-tonk.
Like a living in a little juke joint where they made the music?
They short that down, Tonky. Get up and dance, Tonky. You know, give me a quarter, watch me dance in where I was living. Mm. So it was McElroy, the McElroy that had took me in.
I see. So was it their honky-tonk?
Yes, it was theirs.
Okay.
So I slept beside a rock cola, and I got up and I started dancing. I know the human, they learn to die. I said, dance, dance, dance. I know the human, they learn to die. Dancing in and dancing out.
So
So how did you lose the name Tonky McElroy and find your name?
I didn't lose that Tonky McElroy within myself until my grandmama came and got me out of the Alabama Industrial School for Negro Children in Mount Meigs, Alabama. And that, after being treated real cruel, I'd say the spirit was, I really, really be thankful for the great spirit continuing to take care of my life and the ancestors being with me.
You've been through a lot in your journey. How do you move from trouble, struggle, strife, pain to finding a way to express these things artistically?
I learned how to deal with pain, but I didn't know how to work this pain out of my brain, because some people carry their pain like shell shock victims. They never forget them because they don't have a self-therapy program or project working within themselves. That's what art did for me. As the human that was on a journey, and America being just a stopping point, because we all was journeying to go somewhere. A lot of us was journeying to get off this planet and go to heaven one day.
How were you able to come to this way of thinking about the world, the universe, and turning it into your life as an artist?
Well, first of all, you got a picture of right in front of you, an old rocking chair, two old rocking chairs, and a big old root.
In case you just joined us, we're talking to Lonnie Holly here on American Roots, and we're looking at two rocking chairs that have stood the test of time with a gigantic root over them, and it's called Him and Her Hold the Root.
Mm-hmm. To me, the root is the key of information that him and her held. Now that we have the memories only left by the chairs themselves. Now, these chairs was something that I found in the community, but you can see that they had been together so long, one of the rockers on one of the chairs was completely gone, and the other rocker that was on the other chair was broken. But it was a lot of comfort to each other, because you can see that the handle of her chair depended on him to keep both of them strong. So him and her played a valuable part of me coming along, being born, and then from that, understanding my ancestry history, no matter where they were, and then appreciating that and saying, I glorify it.
I went picking up in my memory. Picking up, I went picking up in my memory. Picking up, and I said, oh, great spirit, picking up, picking
come
up,
come back for me.
Gathering and gathering,
I went picking up
bits and pieces, gathering and gathering, and there they lie, bits and pieces lie down, ground all around. Come bits back for me.
Bits and
pieces. Tell me about learning to play keyboards, piano.
In a sense, it's almost like going to church with your grandmama or your mama and them telling you to sit there. Just sit right there on the morning bench. And when the spirit come in, then that's when you act. So it's almost the same way when you're sitting down at your keyboard or you're getting ready to perform. You're going to get this motivation from deep within.
You've got this work called After the Revival, Vox Humana 3, The Strength of Music Lives After the Instruments Are Destroyed. Why don't you tell people what you've got here? It looks like a piano and some wreckage.
It's a bunch of instruments that's there. I actually started this idea of breaking the instrument to pieces right here in New Orleans there was a project called Prospect 3, and I was involved with it at Xavier University.
Historically black Catholic school.
Beautiful. But I was allowed an opportunity to put some works on exhibit there, and we had took and broke in right on the back dock of the art department. We tore up a Vox Humana. Seeing that's the reason why I got that title.
Yeah.
The human voice.
The human voice, that's yes. Right. Yeah, the old keyboards mm-hmm. here. You've seen value in old books, old papers, things that some people call trash. You found ways to value what's around you and put them into art. How do you make a decision on what you put in there?
I'm thinking about how I can say something to help somebody. Because when we hear the baby cry, we know that that baby is crying for a purpose. So these constantly changes that have to be made in somebody's life from the cradle to the grave is pretty well left up to us. So for me, the mothership is giving us everything we need.
The mothership is Earth, I...
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's a mother now. That means from her womb, every seed that is put into her womb, she allows it to grow. As long as the humans are there to do what? We're here to cultivate the earth. We are here as the earth keepers. And our duties are to continue to turn everything into a way of being harvested.
How about your own life after being, you know, leaving the mothership? What do you imagine for yourself as your spirit moves past your flesh?
The whole thing with Lonnie Bradley Holly Sr. is that people say, I'll read you like a book. They're going to have a lot of books to read.
Music! Leave before you die. Before you die, music, babies with tears crying for years. Mother spilling love, it's all around. Harvest plant new seeds to grow from the ground. Earthly harvest is plentiful. But the harvesters control with another reality, control all our technology.
Lonnie Holly, Planet Earth and Otherwheres, from his 2012 album, Just Before Music. Our conversation with Holly in 2019 was when he was in town for the installment of the largest sculpture he's ever made, called Headed to the Land We Were Promised Glory, on Poydras Street in downtown New Orleans. Here's a song I think Lonnie Holly would like, by the late Odetta Holmes, 1964, also from Birmingham, Alabama. She was better known just as Odetta on American Roots.
It's a mighty world, it's a mighty world, it's a mighty world, it's a mighty world. Take a look at the sun, take a look at the sun, it's a mighty sun. Thank you. Take a look at the moon. Just a look at the moon. It's a mighty moon, and it's a soothing, a mighty world. Take a look at you. You're a mighty soul. You're a mighty soul, and you're part of a mighty world. Take a look at me. Take a look at me. I'm a mighty soul, and I'm part of a mighty world. And it's a mighty world. And it's a mighty. It's a mighty world. It's a mighty world. It's a mighty world. It's a mighty world.
don't care what you
Mother Earth, the song written by Memphis Slim, sung by Tracy Nelson with her band called Mother Earth, 1968, bringing us back down to the best green-blue terra firma we know on American roots. And now, Memphis Slim is at the piano to take us home. American Roots is produced in collaboration with colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. We appreciate enduring support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. Our American Roots team includes Maureen Loughran, Olivia Bruslowski, Lauren Callahan, Steve Martin, the late Ken Mills, Gavin Hannenberg, and Aaron Sterling. Find American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. You can support the program there and hear every show and interview since 1998. Stay well. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots, from PRX, Public Radio, Exchange.